Thank you, Greg. I'm very thrilled to be backstage with our soloist, Yefim Bronfman. Fima, that was a beautiful performance, so much depth and joy.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice to be back in the Academy again.
It certainly feels very warm for the audience, and the sound is so present. It's kind of like the old Philadelphia Orchestra sound. Does it feel comfortable on stage?
In a way, yes. It's a little bit drier than Kimmel Center, but with that comes also more clarity and purity and things like that. It's a nice atmosphere, definitely. It's has a feel of an opera house more than a concert hall, which can be a very positive moment.
Well, it doesn't get much better than Beethoven, and I just loved your interpretation of this concerto. The opening is so quiet. It's almost revolutionary. What is the key to making this quiet opening speak?
I think that, you know, this is a masterpiece, and of course it's not almost revolutionary. It's in fact is revolutionary, because I think it's the first concerto that starts with a piano. The piano sets the tone for the whole piece, and the beginning is full of lyricism and poetry. That is not to say that it does not have a huge dynamic range. In fact, I was observing the score, and I think there are more fortissimos and more pianissimos in this piece, this concerto, than any other concerto. Mm. So the dynamic range is enormous, and yet it's very lyrical and very poetic.
Apparently this was the last concerto that Beethoven himself was able to perform because of his deafness. Does knowing about his suffering add poignancy to your interpretation in any way?
You know, there are many ways to looking at it. I think that there is always that intense energy in his music. There's always this searching element in his music, even if it's never relaxed. There's always vibrancy, even in the lyrical and soft thing that Beethoven wrote. It's never relaxed.
Beethoven was a great pianist himself.
Definitely one of the greatest geniuses of all times, not only for music, but in general. He's like Shakespeare. And for piano, I think he's probably the most important composer. I mean, his 32 sonatas, he's really changed the piano forever, changed the idea of instrument playing. Of course, it was done by Bach and Mozart, but Beethoven take it to the next stage. Next step was the greatest.
What's the one thing you would like to say to Beethoven if he were alive today?
I think that I would be speechless. You know, I will just want to, you know, pray to him. That's thank God for Beethoven. You know, that's all. That's all. I have nothing to. I wouldn't be able to say anything. I would be in total speechless mode. And I wish, you know, we had those conversations with, you know, sometimes when I talk to modern composers, a lot of talented modern composers, and I like the way the composers think. And I think that Beethoven was also, in a way, he was a revolutionary, and I mean, was the greatest genius I can possibly imagine. His brain cells were much more advanced than any of ours. It would be just amazing to hear him play one note. It will change our life, I think, if that happens.
Mm. Well, I think you came close, Fima, and it was wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you very much.